Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, Linda is on the spot tonight at Thursday nights on the spot with Linda Bott at 6 p.m. So, Trish Clark.
Good morning.
How are you, Trish?
I'm doing great.
You're looking spiffy.
Thank you.
You always look perky.
Oh, it's tough to be perky at this time of the morning.
I know, but you pull it off. So.
I said.
What's weather going to be like?
Well, you know what? We're going to have a cool day today. It's 60, in the downtown studios right now. It's going to be sunny and a high near 86 today. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 62. Sunny and warming over the weekend. 91 on Friday. 96 on Saturday, up to 98 on Sunday, and then, they're predicting 103 on Monday.
Oh, no.
Triple digits.
I was really starting to like this, 88, 89.
I do this really well when we stay in the 60s and 80s, 90s during the day. So it's a nice weekend to look forward to, and as always, the weather is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards.
And
it's Thursday night, and this is
which means
tonight.
You got to get reservations though. 474-5546. They usually sell the pizzas out, and it's beautiful up there. This just
it is, and especially this time of year, it's wonderful. And then take advantage of these wonderful evenings to go up and enjoy the ambiance at Anselmo.
Absolutely. Well, let's go. Let's talk to Kathy Lathrop Cummings, our Wells Fargo advisor, about what's happening on Wall Street. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 37 points at 14,968. The S&P 500 is positive 4 at 1657, and the NASDAQ is positive 10 at 3659. Active stocks this morning include Nokia up 15 cents at $5.48, and Aztec Pharmaceuticals up 20 cents at $8.47. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 3 cents at $20.53, and Pepsi is down 22 cents at $79.31. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.85%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 22 cents at $107.46. Gold is down $2.10 at $1,387.90. And silver is down 2 cents at $23.39. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. Why? Because they follow the market. There hasn't been a question I've ever asked them that they weren't right on top of it. And frankly, there's a lot of indicators that the economy could be back in a decline again. So you want somebody that understands Wall Street that can help you with your decisions. And they can do it. Again, 530-243-7561. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Oh, hello. Was I here?
We kind of skipped. You were real busy in the morning. You get all these little things happening. But how are you?
Doing well. Kind of a long day yesterday, but
it was. And you want to say something?
Yes, a shout out to family and friends of a departed friend, Bob Gwaltney, one of the most amazing people I ever met. He was heavily involved with the Coast Guard Auxiliary, but he was also a 20-year CHP veteran. He served as an Air Force reservist and a California Air National Guard. Built his own house, ran an orchard, just quite the Renaissance man, and he will be sorely missed.
Well, I know how it is when you lose somebody. And, remembrance to, and some words of sympathy to our friend, Chris Schwaga.
Absolutely. Chris is being a, Well, not Chris so much, but her animals have just been an institution in our community for so many years.
Absolutely.
The Dalmatians and the wonderful Clydesdale horses, and she brings them and the children and the people that have enjoyed these animals. And wow, that's just got to be a big blow to her.
She
and our hearts
lost
go
Gunner.
Out to Gunner.
Yeah, she lost
the Clydesdale
Gunner.
Horse that we've all so admired at the Shasta District Fairgrounds for so many years.
17 years old. Yeah. And she took such good care of him. So, and Chris, our thoughts and our sympathies go out to you too, because this was he was a major part of her life. Because
oh, absolutely.
Taking care of him and bringing him out to all these events. Which, one of the first photos Linda ever sent to me is her sitting on Gunner.
Yeah.
You know, on the back of Gunner. And she tells a story where she threw her leg over and she dropped off Gunner. She was wearing high heels. She says, she'll never do that again. It was like driving her high heels up through her knees because Gunner was so big.
Big.
Yeah. I said, well, you know.
She wasn't sitting on him so much as she was kind of perched up.
Well,
there
she was up there but you know, there's a lot of good memories about Gunner. But again, Chris, our thoughts go out to you. We're going to take a quick break and I'm going to come back and I need to talk just for like 2 minutes about the Battle of Possum Flats. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott.
Let's get it started in here.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES Program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share Program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
High school football kicks off this Friday night right here on KCNR 1460. Join me, Nate Abarea, as the Shasta Wolves take on the West Valley Eagles from historic Thompson Field in Reading. Tune your radios to 1460 AM with the hard-hitting action beginning at 7:05. It's the debut of Friday Night Football, the Shasta Wolves and the West Valley Eagles on Reading's new home for high school football, KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 7:15 in the morning. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. 60 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our buddies down there, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great prices. Walk next door and they will have the lowest tobacco prices in town. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, before we get into some other things, the more serious things. Well, this is serious. The Battle of Possum Flats occurred last night.
Oh.
It was at 9:15.
This is
9:15. I came out with Elk Killer. Elk Killer acted like she needed to do something out there. We go out, also an Elk Killer who trots out there, makes a quick turn and heads for the side of the, yard. And we have, like, you know, shrubbery and stuff there. Next thing I know, there is animals running, and here comes a possum with Elk Killer right behind it. Possum makes its turn in the rose bushes, puts its back up against the wall, and there's Elk Killer about 6 inches away from Possum's face.
And possums have lots of teeth.
Possum's looking at Elk Killer. Elk Killer's looking at Possum. Okay. Come here, Elk Killer. I called her off, and, you know, for the first time in 4 years, she actually came to me. So she was obviously saying, well, I'm not too sure what this thing is, but it's not like that cat that runs when I chase it. So then the battle was on.
The possum chased.
The possum came out, and I chased, and Elk Killer and I were using military maneuvers. Different formations charged the possum, and I was throwing tennis balls at the possum. The possum, after I bounced one off its back, runs for the cover. We go chasing it. Possum turns, comes at us. Whoa, no tennis balls. We run the other way. So now it's Possum 1, Colonel and Elk Killer 1. So I go out and I figure, and she backs into the rose bushes again. I don't have any more tennis balls. So what do? I turn on the hose. Oh, that got her going. So she runs for the cover again. I go, okay, we got this one. Here she comes. I said, okay, you've forced me into this. I took out my Daisy Red Ryder BB gun and went into the attack. Completely ignored me. Completely ignored me. I might have missed. I don't know. But anyway, when we left, I said, we did detente. She has this part of the yard. We have this part of the yard. When I left at this point, went outside about 30 minutes later, and Possum had decided that leaving was better than fighting. So Possum's gone, at least till tonight. Anyway, Possum Flats battle. The Battle of Possum Flats. I like to think is that it was kind of like a draw, kind of like, you know, I should have asked approval from Linda.
Somebody.
So kind of like a congressional approval before we go into Syria. You know, I shouldn't have said that this possum drew that red line. That possum crossed the red line by coming into our yard.
You drew the red line.
Then I realized it was me that said, possum doesn't know red lines.
There you go.
Elk Killer doesn't care if it's a red line, blue line. It's off. It's off for the fight. But yeah. I am the one that said the red line. But then I could run in and see Linda and maybe get her approval for this after I had said the red line. And bring her into this.
And then blame it on her.
Well, yeah, because if it went wrong, it's Linda, you gave approval. You know, the whole world's looking at us right now. The whole world's looking at us right now.
And the possum's laughing.
The possum is laughing at us. And not only that, but I think the possum had people on the other side of the fence, had things on the other side of the fence that were urging it on.
And he was probably trying to get approval for attacking you, and you should talk to your neighbors.
Possum, you know,
if you can't get some of them to agree that it's a good thing to attack the possum.
I have talked to our neighbors around there, and most of them have just said, that possum really isn't that big a problem to me. If it's a problem to you.
Get a cat cage, you can catch
it. Yep, you can't. You just got to. So I'm thinking about, I'm thinking about maybe a limited, an ability to escalate what I'm doing when I see the possum. I'm thinking I'll start with the water. And then I'll go to the Red Ryder BB gun. And then you're right, golf balls. I'll start throwing golf balls. And then we'll escalate it that way. But I need to have Linda tell me how long it's going to be. Maybe no longer than 2 months with maybe an extension to 3 months. We can go
ahead. Do you have your slippers on? Because we don't want any boots on the ground.
Oh, well, you know what? That was true. I was barefoot. And, you know, so there was no boots on the ground. However, I was thinking about going in being stealthy and going in through the bushes that way. And does that count if I'm acting, you know, in a stealth mode?
Covert possum ops.
I know. Does it seem like we just got carried away with the fact red lines and blue lines?
It's a metaphor.
And yeah. It was. There was a possum out there. Okay, we got to take a break. You know, I just don't. Do you understand this, Trish? I mean, you know, even his own people are saying the president is acting very erratic. about this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
first he's going to do it, and then all of a sudden he turns, and then he says, I never said the red line. I never drew the red line. Well, his own people said he did, and plus in a news conference he said he did. How does he just forget this?
He said it, because we all heard him say it.
He did say it.
Are we supposed to, like, forget that? Because they keep doing this. It's appalling to me that we have heads of state from all over the world accusing American people of lying. Oh, did you hear this morning? This guy comes out, I've forgotten who it was, now it doesn't matter because they all think we're idiots. Says John Kerry just lies. He just lies to the American people. When did other heads of state have the audacity to talk about our administration in that manner? This saving face argument that they're trying to make is we don't have any to save.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back. We can finish up on this. We got a couple other things we want to talk around too. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, and there is no red line here. We're open for business.
Your taste buds craving a big, juicy burger? You can order a plain old hamburger just about anywhere, but there's only one place you can satisfy your taste buds with the thick, juicy, charcoal barbecue flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection, then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for over 30 years. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott, so Trish Clark is here with me today, and I'm a happy guy. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite, Mike Huber, Estate Granite, and more. Granite Kitchens, Bathroom Makeovers to Forever Furniture, and the Ultimate Lucky Smoker. Mike is our guy that we call on. We want things done. Mike Huber, Estate Granite, 241-7866. Can't say enough about him or his people down there. Okay, let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Yes, good Good morning, Carl and Trish. How are you this morning?
Good, good.
Well,
thank you.
I'm recovering from my wounds from last night.
Well, gee, I feel sorry for you. I really do. You shouldn't go out and chase the possums in the middle of the night.
Well, I kind of think that the possum crossed that line. Came into my property and threatened. I thought it was going to actually poop on my property. And,
well, son of a gun.
Yeah, there's only so much you can take from those jihadist possums.
Kind of brings up that Syrian deal. Maybe that possum over there. But, you know, many years ago, there was two guys. One of them's called Cain and one of them's called Abel. And ever since then, they've been fighting each other. And we have no business in there in the first place. But back during when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, that was what we called an unprovoked attack and a act of war. What the hell's the difference between what we're supposed to be doing now?
Well, you know, the fact, you know what, frankly, using chemical weapons, I mean, you can talk about the 100,000 people been killed already and they've been burnt, murdered, blown up. There should be something that
well,
when somebody
that's
starts
fine,
to use chemical weapons.
Or something like that, yeah. We don't have to get involved. We're not the police force of the world.
Well, that's the thing, is the UN has chosen not to do anything about it. The British have chosen not to do anything about it. The Germans haven't even gotten to the starting gate. And the French are starting to back off. So we're looking at something that are we doing it for the moral high ground? Because it doesn't have anything to do with us now.
No,
it doesn't affect
us.
But should we not
made any threats against the United States at all, other than the normal stuff that we get from the,
when we went into Somalia, we were going to receive nothing from that. That had nothing to do with our national interests. There wasn't a well there. We went into Somalia to save people, to stop the genocide. And that's why we went in there. And it cost us lives, but we stopped it and we saved them for a generation. Of course, they're as bad off as they were, maybe, you know, because there was, we pulled out of there, of course, quickly after the Black Hawk Down.
Well, nothing's changed over there at all.
No, it hasn't. But we went there for the moral high ground for the reasons that there was genocide going on. And frankly, I did not mind going. I managed to spend Christmas, New Year's, and a few other happy months in Somalia. Do we take the moral high ground here? Or is that why we're doing it? Is it because it's chemical weapons?
No business over there. That's a Revolutionary War's internal thing.
Yep.
And whoever wins, wins.
At what point do we cross the line? There is a line. At what point is there a line when 1,400 people are killed due to chemical weapons? My question is, are we absolutely sure Assad did it though?
Well, we're not sure that they did it.
In fact, there have been some comments
on the fact that the rebels overrun a poison gas installation over there and took some.
Well, you know, and that's possible. But the bottom line on it is that we've got to have a real strategy here, not just shooting a cruise missile at them or bombing something, unless you want to have some kind of results. And what are the results? And there was no end rules on this. The committee just said no boots on the ground.
Well, what's their target?
Well, that's the other thing. And what is the bottom line? Do you want to take Assad out? Well, but people are starting to kind of back off from that, saying, well, we're not sure who the other guys are.
More importantly, I think we are sure.
Well, maybe
it's Al-Qaeda.
Maybe it is. Well, Al-Qaeda plays a big part there. You know, this thing on Syria, I believe we, as a moral country, should be taking a stand against people being killed, slaughtered with chemical weapons, or weapons of mass destruction, or biological weapons, because it just is wrong. Now, is it worse than killing people with bombs? Or burning them to death?
Well, is it worse than South Africa when Mandela was running around down there? Is it worse than some of those other African countries when we were killing each other?
Well, we've got to run, Henry, but here's the bottom line, I think, is we are stretched to the breaking point.
We are with our
military, we're in sequestration, we're forcing people out. There are so many things going on. Our foreign policy is a debacle thanks to President Obama. Thanks a lot, Henry, for the phone call.
You bet.
We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, jobless claims fell by 9,000 last week to 323,000, coming in lower than the expected 330,000. The prior week, though, was revised up by 1,000 to 332,000. Meanwhile, payroll processing firm ADP reports 176,000 jobs were added to the private sector last month. That fell short of the expected 180,000, and it's the lowest number of new jobs added since May. July's number was also revised to 198,000, down from 200,000. The report comes ahead of tomorrow's release of the government August jobs report. And JCPenney reportedly is dumping Martha Stewart's line of home goods. According to the New York Post, CEO Mike Allman is ending the 10-year, $200 million deal with Martha Stewart Living Omni Media that his predecessor Ron Johnson announced in December of 2011. The deal sparked a lawsuit from Macy's claiming Penney's agreement violated a pre-existing licensing deal with Martha Stewart. A New York judge still hasn't ruled on the dispute. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, AutoTrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cash back or low APR. So you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
Come and get it. This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be ablaze as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for food, the fun, and plenty of entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by the Zany Asphalt Cowboys. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. This Sunday, eat a great meal, support a great cause, and make an Asphalt Cowboy a happy guy. Heck, let's make them all happy. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 the day of the barbecue. It all happens in Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. this Sunday. Come and get it.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6. Chris Clark's here with me. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Lincoln, Dodge, Honda, Nissan, and Ford dealership. Great people down there giving you great deals on that new or previously owned truck, car, or SUV. Give them a call at 223-2177 or see them at 555 Cypress Lane. 555 Cypress Lane or call 223-2177. Their service department, by the way, is just outstanding. Our guest, after we've gone through here and gone through the Battle of Possum Flats and tied that in somehow to Syria. but now we want to introduce Connie Grinnell, who is world famous. for her, for many things that she does with our veterans and all things. But the big thing that she does is our big bike weekend. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Connie.
Oh, tell us about it.
Well, it's coming up. It's hard. Oh, bless you. Hard to believe. In about a month, we're going
to. I'm kind of excited too, Trish.
I was going to say. Okay, don't choke, don't choke. So it's going to come up the second full weekend in October. Very much a veterans theme this year. Carl, you are going to be leading the veterans ride this year.
I appreciate that. I'm honored, in fact. I am honored to be able to do that. So I'm going, I'm practicing it right now. I'm driving around so I can see all the spots. No, okay, look here, look there. So I don't look like ridiculous if I have to stop and my bike falls over or something like that.
Well, we're back on Hilltop Drive, and so we've concentrated all of the activities to be within walking distance. So it's really nice for visitors that are coming here or just the locals that just want to be able to walk, see, and do. We'll have, do you like brats?
Love brats.
Okay. So Johnsonville Corporation is bringing their 20 by 90 foot world's largest tailgate party called the Big Taste Grill to Big Bike Weekend.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect beer and brats and bikes. What
doesn't
more
get
could
any
you?
Better than that.
Oh my gosh.
And you can park there and walk around. There's, you know, we walk to all the sites around there.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, we have music. The Calneva Training Series, which is the Reading Police Department Invitational Motor Competition, is actually going to move to the Hilltop Drive area, too, immediately behind the Holiday Inn. So, literally, you can just walk on one side of the parking lot to the other, grab a brat, grab some other stuff, your beverage of choice, go check out the motor competition, go on some beautiful rides at Eastern Shasta County. We've got a great remembrance ride that, Carl, you're going to be going on.
That's up on Friday night, too.
That's Friday night.
That's it, remembrance. You know, the thing about it is Shasta County in Reading has the potential, and I know this is going to be scary to some people, but it shouldn't be, is to be a major bike event because of the beautiful country we have here to ride. Because that's where, you know, people keep going back and back to these, some of these, you know, some of these runs for a variety of reasons, but one of them is it's such beautiful country to ride in. We offer here, you know, the Mount Lassen ride and, I mean, every place, you know, French Gulch, Weaverville, so many places around here that people can go on good rides, have lunch, have a good time, come on back for the entertainment that night and, you know, and be there. I mean, this, Reading has the potential of being, of becoming a much larger destination spot for bikers.
On average, 330 riding days per year.
And it's beautiful. It's the end of the season. It's October. The weather is crisp. You can put on your leathers, you know, go for a nice ride. By noon, time to take them off, come down off the hill. What is it, President, was it President Eisenhower or President Roosevelt that said Bernie Falls was the eighth wonder of the world?
Yeah. And, you know, it's just, it, the thing about it is that we know this. What we need to do is have all of our friends and people that do ride tell all their friends. And I know that's one of the things you're doing, Connie, is getting the word out.
Right.
About this. Now there's more coming than just the brats. There's, I see on the poster here, I see some really beautiful
entertainment, lots of entertainment.
Entertainers that we might say?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know this is kind of San Francisco 49er country out here, but I know there's a few Raider fans out
there.
Raiders!
Oh,
go
absolutely.
Raiders! Absolutely. So, you know, we may not have the Raiders here, but how about the Raiderettes?
Perfect.
There's some beautiful bikes. Get your picture taken with one of the lovely Raiderettes. We have some belly dancing going on. Of course, we're going to have some great music going on. And nobody wants to be bored. A wonderful stunt bike rider named Abe Feld. So he's on a sport bike, and he's going to be popping those wheelies and doing those spins at high speed. Just, you know, really, really nice free entertainment. So what's nice about this venue is that there is no spectator fee. Come down with your family. Come visit. Come shop. Come check out the bikes. Come check out the bikers. And just have a good time all weekend for riders and registrants. We're giving away over $3,000 in prizes.
Now, you also have a number of vendors, too.
We do. We do. You know, Redding Harley is going to be there, Lee's Honda. We have a vendor from Texas who is Stalker Radars. We have leather goods, jewelry, obviously food. So there's a lot to be seen and a lot to do for the weekend.
And the best part of this whole thing is that it benefits so many great organizations.
It does. It does. So the American Red Cross, what more can you say about them? Their name speaks for itself. How many times have we seen them at the forefront of disaster relief? And as so many disasters that we've had, they could absolutely use the money. We are so proud that Reading is the home of the Missing in America Project. You know, we've heard all of the great things, taking care of all of those forgotten veterans who are sitting on shelves all over the country, who need to have a proper burial. And our favorite, right before Thanksgiving, is the Stuff the Truck Food Drive to make sure that there are Thanksgiving meals on everybody's family that needs it over the holiday.
And we have such a wonderful food network that makes that happen.
Absolutely.
Well, this is going to be a great time. October 11th through the 13th on Hilltop Drive. We're going to have a number of guided rides there. The Remembrance Ride on Friday evening, and then the Veterans Ride on Saturday morning at 9. All types of vendors, food, music, good times, the Raiderettes. I mean, there's, it gets bigger every year. How many do you expect? I mean, how many do we usually have here?
Okay, so when we were at the convention center back in the day, several years ago, we used to, because we charged spectator fee back then, we were able to track about 5,000 visitors. And now that it's free admission, so we expect, you know, throughout the weekend that we would have several thousand people coming through the gates and visiting and, you know, 1,000, 1,200 riders. So that'll be good.
That's going to be great. And like I said, this is the kind of place, you know, kind of activity that could grow. And I mean, fill up all of the hotels here, which they probably mainly do anyway. But, you know, if we had a campground for this time of the year, that would absolutely be a huge moneymaker for anybody that wanted to do that. So a lot of people like
camping. There are some campgrounds around. See, I've got a frog in my throat here this morning that I keep arguing with. But the campgrounds are available for around the areas. And we as businesses in the North State, or the businesses, need to really reach out to these people that are coming in, because they're going to spend some money. They're going to be around here for several days. There's short rides they can do during the day. We need to take advantage of it and really build on it.
Well, let's take a break here and come back. Let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about who the average rider is. It's not a bare-chested, no money.
Wife beater, t-shirt type of guy.
Let's talk about who usually comes and rides to these things.
That's
Carl
right.
Bott and Trish Clark, our guest, Connie Grinnell. We're talking Big Bike Weekend. We'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Thailand, Saturday, September 7th at the Holiday Inn. Taste of Thailand is a unique evening featuring a culinary marketplace of Thailand, beverages, silent and live auctions, and cruise giveaway. Come enjoy this fabulous event. Taste of Thailand. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information. Tickets on sale at Enjoy the Store, Red Fox Boutique, and the Friends Bookstore. Taste of Thailand, September 7th.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 7:46 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heated and Air. Our friends down there, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Second generation heating and cooling expert, Marty Graff is. And did you know that not only was he a veteran, but the Alliance Heated and Air offers a optional 10-year parts and labor warranty. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're there to help you. They're entirely professional. We have used them. You can trust them. Alliance Heated and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check them out their website, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Connie Grinnell is our guest today, and we're talking about Big Bike Weekend. About what this could do. There's a lot of money here. Your average bike rider at Harley, I read the last statistic, makes $80,000 a year.
And it's a different kind of person than the picture, the mental picture that people get when they talk about bikers. For whatever reason, they start clinching and act like that's some kind of a bad thing, that these thugs are going to roll into town and destroy everything. And that just isn't what these bikers are. These are, as you indicate, professional people. They make a good salary. These bikes are not cheap. They take good care of them.
Doctors, lawyers, businessmen.
Absolutely. Husbands and wives, they come in. It's a vacation kind of thing. I have friends. I have a friend who's over 80 years old, who he and his wife just took off on their last across the United States kind of trip. These are people that are part of your community. They're bringing big bucks into our community, and they're going to have a great time here. We need to embrace that as a community.
I think we do. And Connie, do you think is that some people don't understand this of the amount of revenue they can bring in?
I think there's probably some misunderstanding about, you know, that whole concept of riders and bikers. But we share a love of riding. No matter if you are a veteran that has just served his first tour of deployment and you're only in your 20s, or you are the founder of Big Bike Weekend, Howard Stubblefield, give a shout out to you because
hey,
he just registered.
Yes. Yep.
And we're here because we love riding. We have beautiful areas to ride, and we have so much to offer the community and the riding community and visitors to this area. So Redding can be, and Shasta County should and can be, that destination location for the end of the riding season throughout California, Nevada, and Oregon.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, now how you've got special tickets here, and they're limited, right?
VIP.
VIP okay. Tickets, yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about that real quick.
Okay, so VIPs, that's a 3-day pass that includes the Remembrance Ride, which honors our fallen firefighters and police officers. All of the ladies only ride, the veterans only ride, and if you're one of the first 200 people to register, that includes a free brat, over $3,000 in prizes, and you don't have to worry about parking. You will just roll up your bike in the front of the Holiday Inn, get off, and enjoy all the fun and entertainment.
Perfect.
I'm getting a VIP ticket, and you can get a VIP ticket plus for a rider. have a rider come in with you. And so I think, is that another VIP ticket?
You can have a passenger, you know, for another $35. There, so it's $50 for the weekend, $85 if you're a couple riding on one bike.
Yeah.
It's a great deal. Very inexpensive.
Yeah.
And you have a good time. And, you know, we're going to be talking about this a lot more, but I just wanted to start getting the word out now, before you start seeing it. But the, we're going to have our, we'll have the poster up today, October 11th through 13th. A lot of great things are happening. You can get t-shirts, which are, I've seen them, are outstanding. So it's going to be a great weekend, and it's going to be a great weekend to ride.
Absolutely. And that's a beautiful time of year in the North State with the colors and everything that's out there for us to enjoy. And people need to get out and enjoy this along with it. Even I'm not a rider, but I can guarantee you I'll be there at least to get the brat.
There you go. I'll buy you one, Trish.
Okay, Connie, last thoughts here.
I look forward to seeing you and everybody out there. So come on, get on the website, www.bigbikeweekend.com. Check us out and register for the event.
Okay, thanks a lot, Connie. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Let's talk a little bit about our Veterans Museum having to move. We've been talking about it for the last week, but it's happening right now, and they need some help out there. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. It's summertime and it's getting hot and dry at our favorite local ranges. When practicing with your personal protection firearm, ensure you carefully monitor your impact areas for fire. Always carry a fire extinguisher and cell phone in case of emergency. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 for all of your CCW, basic firearm safety training, and private instruction. You can also visit us online at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trisha Clark. And this portion of our show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior discounts, and veterans discounts. Locally owned, family operated, Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Good people there. Trish, what do you want to talk about?
Well, let's talk about Rob Burrows, and let's talk about the museum. I'm curious. I've heard only snippets of what's happening there, but it seems like there's more to this story than...
I have been told more of the story. I am not at liberty, I don't believe, to tell the whole story. But it has to do with the people in L.A.
And somebody rents this building and comes up. It was on a month-to-month lease,
yeah,
I assume.
The last person that owned the building that they leased it from lost the building. And they turned it back. Well, the new buyer, from what I understand, is a lawyer in L.A. That part has been released, bought the building. And after the same short period of time.
Came up here to talk to Rob, and they had a conversation with him and raised the rent by $4,000 or $5,000.
I'm not sure how that happened, but the rent was raised $4,000 a month.
Wow.
To $5,000. Well, they can't afford that. So they are in the process. They were trying to buy a building, which I think is the best thing to do is if you can find one big enough is to make a deal, at least to buy or buy a building so you don't have this happen again. Anyway, Rob Burrows is moving the Veterans Museum. We talked about it earlier this week. It's finally hit the paper, thank goodness, that they're going to need help out there. So head on out to the museum out there and just head on out Airport Road and be looking over your left. I think it's Meadowview. I'm not sure.
It's Meadowview. Yes,
yeah, Meadowview. Take a look over there on your left-hand side as you're heading toward the airport. Pull in there with your truck, your trailer, and help him load things. I'm going to be out there today around noon. And anybody wants to head on out, we'll all go out there and
so he has a place that he's storing things at this point.
He's got a spot on the airfield.
The community really needs to come together on this and help him find a new location. This is wonderful displays. These are wonderful displays that he has out there. A lot of memorabilia, a big thing in the North State, could really build to be something.
He's got stuff from the Revolutionary War, I think. Well, at least the Civil War. All the way in through the last war or the wars that we're still in. I shouldn't say the last war. We're in a continuous war and we want to continue that, of course. This one's winding down. Let's hit Syria. But he's got it all and it's put together well and the people are supporting it, but now. He needs a facility that's going to be able to handle all this. Mm-hmm. So this is not going
to
be
the immediate need right now is to get out there and help
him
get this stuff stored so it's secure until we can find a place to relocate.
That's right. And if anybody head on out today, they're out there working their ass off out there in this trend. People have been helping him and they've been having people are pulling backs and all this thing. So the more people we get out there to help, we will. Like I said, I'll be out there around noontime today. So I will be happy to have, people to come out and help us move.
There you go.
So, okay.
Strange set of affairs.
It is. Okay. Secession. We got 3 minutes.
Okay. Perfect. I have to get in and support any kind of an effort to try to make a difference. The status quo that we have lived with in Northern California, where we absolutely and totally are unrepresented at the national level, at the state level. We're not electing anybody who has anything to say about what happens to us. And our issues in the North State are different than, right down from the way we feed our seniors to the way we produce our food. The laws that they make in the state of California, in the federal government, absolutely cannot be applied across the board in Los Angeles and in A4.
And here's a perfect example of that, the Clean Air Act, that the city council just voted 5-0 to put it on hold for 20 years because of pollution. That Clean Air Act works in L.A. I can understand that. Up here, it has nothing to do. It's going to put a lot of our small businesses out of business, but they don't care. The problem is even when you elect Brian Daley and Jim Nielsen and Doug LaMalfa, just talking about it, they cannot get a bill out of committee. And Nielsen just came out yesterday and said that, on this trying to turn all these hoodlums loose, these felons loose, without having victims have a chance to say anything, the Democrats just brushed that one aside. But the bottom line is that they can't get a bill out of committee. And even if the governor actually had a the light shines on his face and he vetoes something, they can override it.
Well, that's exactly right. We go back to just small little details of our everyday life up here. We fought, as you all know, I'm very involved with seniors throughout my career. And when you would come up with the amount of money that you're given to feed a senior in Los Angeles County, you could feed 500 seniors within a 2-block area.
Uh-huh.
We were allotted the same amount of money, but our 500 seniors would be out 3,856 square miles in Shasta County.
The size of Ohio.
Exactly.
Yep.
And we're allotted the same amount of money. doesn't work. One size does not fit all.
It does not, and we ought to have laws that apply for certain areas. We'll be right back after the news. I think Patrick Jones is going to roll through with another broadside. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Russia airs a new concern about the U.S. attacking Syria as President Obama attends the G20 summit in St. Petersburg, where that's the big issue. Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher is there live.
Dave, the G20 has officially begun here in sunny St. Petersburg. Leaders have discussed a myriad of issues, including the economy, trade, and the hot-button issue of the conflict in Syria. Leaders of the BRICS nations are worried that a military strike on Syria could bring about a negative effect and hurt the world economy, according to Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman. The BRICS group includes Brazil, China, India, and South Africa. Dave?
Jessica, Congress is still considering authorizing military action. House Republican Peter King supports it, but says
it's up to the president to be much more forceful and not seem like he's trying to pass the buck on to somebody else.
Republican Senator Rand Paul plans a filibuster to force a 60-vote threshold. So what is this possible operation costing us? Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live at the White House.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel testified yesterday the cost would run into the tens of millions. Today, Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Jonathan Greenard explained how those costs will add up quickly.
A carrier strike group operating out there will cost you in extended operations, so I'm talking about a lot of flying, as opposed to, say, routine flying. It will cost you about $40 million a week.
He says each destroyer costs $7 million a week. There are four of them, and Tomahawk missiles go for $1.5 million each. He says Congress might have to be asked for supplemental funding, but Secretary of State Kerry says Arab countries might help with the cost. Dave?
Mike, a tropical storm is going to soak Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, and the Virgin Islands, but Jack Bevin at the National Hurricane Center says
mainland United States does not appear to be a target for Gabrielle at the present time.
The job market may be improving. First-time jobless claims hit a near five-year low last week, 323,000, and ADP reports the private sector created 176,000 new jobs in August. We get the monthly government report tomorrow. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Under Obamacare, you have to have health insurance. But what will it cost to get individual coverage? Two new studies have given us a better idea.
A 21-year-old buying a mid-range health insurance policy will pay around $270 a month for that coverage. At 30, it's about $330 a month, nearly double that for a 60-year-old. The numbers from a new study by the private data analysis firm Avalir Health. Meanwhile, a Kaiser Family Foundation study says tax credits will lower the cost of a mid-range plan to less than $200 a month for single people making $29,000 or less, regardless of their age. And that bill can go even lower for those choosing higher deductibles. In Washington, Richard Johnson, Fox News Radio.
There's no school today or tomorrow at Spring High outside Houston, Texas, where a fight turned deadly yesterday.
We're very worried. We're upset. I'm furious. Absolutely furious.
One, those are some parents. One 17-year-old student was killed, three others wounded. Another 17-year-old student is charged with murder, held now on $150,000 bond. Chobani is recalling some of its Greek yogurt cups that were moldy and made some people sick. The containers are marked with the code 16012 with expiration dates September 11 to October 7. Millions of fantasy football players are ready. The season kicks off tonight.
It's an NFL tradition. The Super Bowl champion plays the season opener, usually at
at home.
I'm not concerned with going and playing away.
Quarterback Joe Flacco and the Ravens aren't in Baltimore tonight because a baseball game has priority.
It's not like they're taking a home game away from us and we're going to get 7 home games and 9 away games.
So the Ravens are in Denver to play the Broncos, last seen blowing a playoff in overtime to Baltimore. That was before the Ravens lost 5 defensive starters. Does Denver quarterback Peyton Manning expect to have butterflies?
I do. I think if you don't, you probably ought to be doing something else.
The Broncos are favored in Las Vegas to win this season's Super Bowl. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 9 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Radio.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sitting here just giggling. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. That wasn't very professional. I'm sorry. Carl, Linda Bott. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott. Tonight, of course, Trish Clark is here with me.
Good morning, North State.
And you know what? We've had a good time. We've talked about, a lot of things. Our phone numbers here are 605-4567. And we have a number of lines you can hop in. KCNR1460.com is our website. Hop into there and become a chatter along with Cheryl and Sharon and Boo and others that are in there that are talking about right now. It's the battle about should we go into Syria? We've talked with Connie Granola about Big Bike Weekend. We've talked about secession, the battle of Possum Flats that occurred in my backyard last night. If you missed that, you can always go back to our archives and talk and see the battle and lines being drawn and the whole thing. But let's go. Let's just start off by going to our friends at Wells Fargo, or Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute, Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. At this time, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative fractionally at 14,930. The S&P 500 is positive 2 at 1656, and the NASDAQ is positive 5 at 3654. Active stocks this morning include Aztec Pharmaceuticals up 20 cents at $8.47, and Bank of America up 16 cents at $14.48. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is up 24 cents at $19.79, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 14 cents at $40.76. In the bond market, we are finding lowered prices this morning, which has increased the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.97%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 46 cents at $107.69. Gold is down $21.30 at $1,368.60, and silver is down 28 cents at $23.13. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thank you, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. Good people down there giving great advice on what's happening.
It is currently 64 degrees in our downtown studios. We're looking for a high of 86 today, low around 62, sunny with a high near 91 on Friday, 96 on Saturday, 99 on Sunday, and they're saying 103 by Monday.
Ooh, triple digits.
The temperature's rising.
Oh, well.
The weather is brought to us, as usual, by Anselmo Vineyards. And tonight is Thursday night, and that's pizza night. You need to make a reservation because they sell out. And the weather's beautiful and balmy up there this time of year, and it's just a great place to spend a Thursday evening.
Handmade pizzas.
Absolutely.
You know, after the if you all missed the first part of our show, the first hour, you missed the battle of Possum Flats. Now, most people will tell you before you go to bed at night that you should kind of like sit down
relaxing.
You don't get into a pitched battle with a jihadist possums in the back of in your backyard of your house, which I did along with Elk Killer. But after that, when I went back and Linda was there laying in our sleep number bed with the of course dual air technology, her number is 45. And after the battle, and I laid down, I had to change my number, which I can do because there's both sides, dual air technology, and to my sleep number bed. I don't, I know you've got a sleep number.
I do. And you know, that's the wonderful thing about it because you kind of settle into a number, and that works for you on a regular basis. But when you've had a major battle just before you go to bed,
yes.
you might need to get a little softer or if you've been out working out in the yard or what have you. I mean, life can be very demanding and that sleep number, the ability to change it to fit the mood is a great thing about these sleep comfort beds.
That is. Our sleep number bed here, and here's the best thing. You spend eight hours a day in a bed. So you might as well have a mattress that you really like. Why can't you adjust it? Well, you can with Sleep Number. And right now, this is the final days of the biggest sale of the year. Every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Queen mattresses now start at $599. And special financing it all on all beds. So everybody can get a Sleep Number bed. I can't say enough about it. Sale ends this Sunday. So head on down to the Target Shopping Center. You're looking in there. It's over there by the Vitamin Shop. The Sleep Number store, they're going to tell you exactly what number you have. And they are made in America, my friends.
And they're made to last. I've had mine for a lot of years.
That's right. Sleep Number beds. Okay, when we're going to take a quick break here, but we see our guest for our fourth iteration of REU and Patrick.
The Record Searchlight
and Patrick Jones.
This is round four.
There have been things said on both sides that I find really interesting, as do many of our listeners, and obviously the paper does because they keep bringing it up too. So Bruce, get your notebook out. Get ready to turn on your archive. So here we go. We'll be right back after these messages with Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones.
Some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
High school football kicks off this Friday night right here on KCNR 1460. Join me, Nate Abarea, as the Shasta Wolves take on the West Valley Eagles from historic Thompson Field in Reading. Tune your radios to 1460 AM with the hard-hitting action beginning at 7:05. It's the debut of Friday night football, the Shasta Wolves and the West Valley Eagles on Reading's new home for high school football, KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES Program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share Program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It is September the 5th, 8:15 in the morning. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our good buddies down at Orchard Nutrition. You know, in-store deli, Reading's largest selection of natural foods and supplements, North State's nutrition experts, right there on Locust Street, right there in the Sierra Cypress Square shopping center area. Give them a call, 244-9141. You know, the thing about it is that they're expanding to Orchard Nutrition, in case people didn't know it, but they're having classes once a month on different aspects of health. And they've just started that. We're going to be putting out a schedule and all this. And then they're also bringing in a gluten-free business here. So because so many people are allergic to different products. And they're working on that too. Orchard Nutrition constantly striving to expand what they're doing out there to help people stay healthy. And speaking of healthy people, Trish Clark, good morning.
Good morning.
It's like having you here.
I enjoy being here.
You're part of us on Thursdays.
So. Well, I so enjoy it because there's a lot going on in the North State, and I like keeping involved with it. And certainly I have opinions, and it's a great opportunity to become part of the discussion on all these interesting topics, like my favorite city councilman, Patrick Jones, and his ongoing battle with the record searchlight. I'm enjoying this tremendously.
Well, you know, me and Bruce, we actually get along just fine, and I'm not going to talk about his hairdo or anything like that, but Bruce is a nice guy, and we all obviously differ on different topics, and, you know, sometimes when we get into these issues, Bruce will have his side, and so that's why I so much enjoy coming on the radio and talking, because I can get my side out as well.
Well, that's the idea behind
it. He's got lots of ink, yeah. and you have a little airtime. I think that's a good quote.
You have as well. We try to even it up as much as possible, but you know, you're right that, what do they say? Never get in an argument with somebody that buys ink by the barrel.
Of course, paper by the pound.
And paper by the pound. Of course, the way that the print business is going.
Well, I tell you on this one, Carl, it's worth it for me to stick my neck out because of what's happening here with our Reading Electric Utility. And while me and Bruce will disagree highly, when this utility chooses to spend $10.9 million unnecessarily, it's my job as a council member to speak up towards this issue. And whether Bruce sees that as a good thing or not, I think his comments were it was a so-so deal. It's far from so-so. It's just flat out wrong, and the ratepayers are taking it in the shorts.
Well, you know, one thing that Bruce did say, he says, you know what, the decision to move it out there may not be a good decision. And you know, the fact that it's going out of town, it's not going to help people need to get out there. I shouldn't say the word harmful, but it's going to make things so much harder for people that need to do business that don't have cars. You know, people that usually need to, they have to take buses out there. But what, you know, but his contention was, is that you were wrong because of the, when you said that they were hiding the money and that there was lying going on.
Well, and first the fundamental issue, and Bruce just needs to come out and say, this is a bad deal for ratepayers. This is a publicly owned utility. And they have a home. Reading Electric Utility has a home at City Hall at 777 West Cypress. We built City Hall partially for them. They have a home. And they do not need to move. And this $10.9 million expenditure is inappropriate. And it will affect your rates. Bottom line is it will affect your rates. And we're taking a bond debt out to do that as well. And so those debt service payments go on for a long time. You take a look at the staff reports. You take a look at the staff reports, and Bruce, Ross, as well as others at the paper, you know, they read those. You can read them online. Anyone can go and read those online. And the fundamental question here is that take a look at those numbers from the wholesale market, and I think that's where you'll find it to be most interesting, is in our wholesale market that we sell out on the spot market, if you will, and take a look at staff's projections. Every month, they're 140, 165% over projections. And it's very, very difficult, if not impossible, for council members to see what amount of money is there necessary over the minimum amount of reserves. I've talked to our city manager, and they're going to do a better job on maybe putting that number into the staff report so that we can see what we have in the reserve, what is minimally needed, and are we low or were we high? And that you can't read today in the staff report.
So you've got to go through it, glean through it, ask questions?
You see you see numbers, and it could be 1 million.
And so nothing's broken out, though, to tell you where this comes from?
Well, no, we know where it comes from, Carl, but you don't know what is over the minimum reserve necessary to keep our bond ratings up. And that's the question, and Bruce couldn't find it in there either.
Okay. We got to take a break. Our guest is Patrick Jones, Reading City Councilman. One of the things that I'm going to go back through our archives real quick, have Bad Bob do, see if we can find it, was I thought we were assured that ratepayers would not have to pay anything extra for this building. So we'll be right back after this, right after these messages.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. This portion of the show brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Staycation on the lake. You know what? It's going to be hot. Go down there and get yourself a houseboat, ski boat, or jet ski, power boat, party boat. They've got, but they've got something that'll fit every budget. They have a package deal that you're just going to love. Go out and have some fun without breaking the bank on such a beautiful lake right here at Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Give them a call at 238-2383 or visit LakeShasta.com on the web. Great people down there. You know, we just had a wonderful time. It was our first time out in the lake in a houseboat, and we had a great time.
Yeah, end of the season is the best out there. They've got boats available. They make really good deals, and it's a great opportunity to go out.
Not too hot. Yeah. Hey, Patrick Jones, the Reading City Councilman, is our guest, and we were talking about when we left that because of the way the numbers are, it doesn't tell you what's over or what you need really to have in the reserve to make it a viable reserve.
Right. We have, you do need to have minimum reserves to keep your bond rating appropriate. And so that part is true. The problem is council members wouldn't know the dollar amount to that if you look at those staff reports. And we were told last February that we needed to raise rates 7.84%, and we've been raising rates 7.84% for quite some time now, several years. That's quite a burden on our utility rate payers. And part of that reason was to make sure that we stay up and above our minimum reserves necessary for a good bond rating. And then we fast forward, not too many months forward, and all of a sudden we find out we have many millions of dollars above what's necessary for that minimum reserve, but yet we've been raising rates nearly 8% going back at least 3 years, and we've got them scheduled going out many years into the future. But the bottom line is when you're spending around $11 million for a new facility, that's going to, and it's coming from the ratepayer, reserves, it will increase rates. There's no question about it unless they've got some new math out there. Maybe Bruce has some new math that he could use to create
maybe
that scenario.
Maybe they have another slush fund that they're ready to hit to fill that gap.
Well, we had a member of the RU Oversight Committee that said they didn't have any of the paperwork, and that supposedly said where all the money was and how come we had extra money this time, a one-time deal because there had been leaves and people, they hadn't hired people back and all this. So this is where I understand where the money came from, right?
Well, and I complained at this as well, as we have a newly formed electric utility commission, and they were not this, when you're spending almost $11 million in the utility, and it wasn't run by the commission. I mean, this is exactly why we have the commission for these types of things. And I think some of the responses from staff was that, well, they're new, and this isn't a part of their preview. And
and I have to jump in on this because these committees and commissions and all of the busy work that we create when we take the elected official's job, which is the people we elect to make those decisions. And every time you put another layer of bureaucracy in between them and their staff, instead of staff educating the city councilmen that we have elected to represent us, now they got to spend all their time to educate this electric utility commission that's supposed to be giving you advice.
Well, Trish, I'm going to disagree on this, in that we have, this is our most valued asset for the residents of Reading and the ratepayers, $170 million enterprise fund, and the more eyes that you can get on it, the better. It was a simple decision to put more eyes on it. I think the community and the ratepayers deserve to have as much scrutiny as possible. This is a publicly owned utility, and yes, it does require a little bit more staff time. But look at
the commission is not being used in the manner it's supposed to. If they've made a big decision like this and bypassed this commission that they put in there.
And that's why I'm here. And that's, again, why I'm sticking my neck out. And I think more council members should, in that there are things happening within this utility that need to come to light, and they need to be brought up and discussed more. Because, again, this is a publicly owned utility, and staff just doesn't run the show on this. Council is ultimately responsible for it, but it is a vast enterprise.
What we need to do is have Rick or Francie or Missian. I need to get them in, and because they voted for it. So I need to get their perspectives on this thing. I mean, I know you're against it, and kind of in a tongue-in-cheek thing that you two have been bashing each other, you and Bruce, telling each other to retire, or you don't read the reports, or you need to step away. I mean, it's been good radio and newspaper. But we need to get the third iteration here, because we had Barry. Barry came on right away, and he explained his side of it. He said, this is why it happened, even though you're not agreeing with that. But we need to have one of the three that voted for it come in and say, why did you do this? Because this is what Patrick's just saying. This is, how did you understand this? And do you really think that we're not going to have to pay another cent on, you know, that will not affect the ratepayers, our bills?
But I think perhaps that the part that I'm picking up on, and I don't know whether anybody said this because I haven't listened to all the conversations, but if in fact the ratepayers are not going to have to, if you've created some kind of a surplus that's going to pay for this big building, then you've been overcharging the ratepayers in the past.
Exactly.
Now there's something, yeah. And
the money doesn't come from nowhere.
And going up 7.8% each year. I think this is the last year for it, right?
Well, it's been 7.84 for the last 3 years.
Right.
And they have more rate increases. They may not be to 7.84%, but they have more rate increases going out for at least 10 years.
Okay.
Well, that happens. My PG&E bill goes up every year. There's a rate increase. They go before the commission.
And one of the things is this: everything has to be by renewable power. It's killing us out there, and everybody agrees to that. All right, we'll be right back after the news. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and Redding City Councilman Patrick Jones.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Amid chilly relations, a first encounter between President Obama and his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin.
The two exchanged a very formal, quick handshake with as little interaction as possible. President Obama previously canceled a one-on-one with Putin due to differences over Edward Snowden, missile defense, and Syria. And there are still no plans to meet directly.
Fox Radio's Jessica Gallagher in St. Petersburg.
Meanwhile, the president of the European Union is asking the United Nations for more information on the chemical attack in Syria before a possible military intervention.
A man convicted in the 1992 kidnapping of a Long Island, New York girl has been found dead in his prison cell. He was serving a 15 years to life sentence for abducting the then 10-year-old and keeping her in a dungeon under his home. A prison spokesperson saying the death doesn't appear to be suspicious. And first-time jobless claims for last week dropping to a near 5-year low. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Are your taste buds craving a big, juicy burger? You can order a plain old hamburger just about anywhere, but there's only one place you can satisfy your taste buds with the thick, juicy, charcoal barbecue flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection, then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for over 30 years. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
Save the date for Saturday, September 14th at Wind River Resort and Casino and the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce are holding Reading's first Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew Fans unite and taste an array of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts provided by restaurants from around the area. What would bacon be without a cold one? Sample a variety of specialty microbrews from area breweries. You are the judges of this savory event as vendors compete for prize money. So bring your appetite and be ready to quench your thirst at Reading's first Bacon and Brew Fest. Vendors will be located in Elements Restaurant and the Event Center. Plus, the Lindsay Thomas Band will be performing live, so you can boot, scoot, and boogie while satisfying your hunger and tossing back a cold one. Sampling tickets are available for purchase. For details, log on to windriver.com or contact group sales at 530-339-7454. Better yet, head down to Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, September 14th for the Bacon and Brew Fest from 11 to 4. It's Bacon on the River. Better on the River.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. And I'm here with Trish Clark today. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, Man's Last Stronghold. They do a lot for our community. DC Tim and the Man in Black right from the Cypress Square Barbershop off Cypress Avenue in the Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens. Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. Trish, before we get back in, our guest is Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones. You've got something coming up.
I have. I just want to remind everybody that they need to be getting their tickets for the prime rib dinner dance at the Frontier Senior Center on September 14th. The floors are looking absolutely marvelous in the facility, but whenever we do that, it's like owning a great big house, and the seniors own this building, and we had to have new floors, so we've got a bill we need to pay. So I invite everybody to come down. It's prime rib dinner. The Rough Cuts are going to be playing September 14th, $30. For this wonderful dinner dance, and
well, we're good for a couple of tickets, and it will be a good time because I understand that there's going to be twerking classes during the dance. Is that true?
You know, anything can happen at the dances at the Frontier Senior Center, and we invite everybody to come down and join us, enjoy the new floors because we've got that great dance floor at the Senior Center with the nice cushy floor, best dance floor in Shasta County, and the great band and. It's a good cause. We invite everybody to come down and help the seniors pay for their new floors.
It is a great cause. And one other thing I'd like to
mention,
September
14th, 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Dinner at 7.
Great time, and it will be a good time. Also, this Sunday at the Asphalt Cowboys 61st Annual Barbecue down at Lake Reading Park. We'll talk more about it. Hey, our guest, Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones. And Patrick is addressing RU again.
Yeah.
And the fact is $10.8 million or $9 million for this new building that he contends is not needed, that we have a new, we're paying for a new police station. It's not big enough though. So if it's not big enough, what do we do with the extra policemen?
Well, the reality, Carl, is that when we built City Hall, we designed it so that we had Reading Electric Utility there, and we brought them out off of Heather Lane, off of East Cypress, over to City Hall to solve some of the problems that were occurring on Heather. We brought them under one roof, which is ideal situation and more oversight. And again, this is our largest enterprise fund, so we solved a critical problem at that time. Now we're moving them back out after we have a building that was built 13 years ago. It isn't correct. It's wrong. What we're doing is we're building a police facility on the backs of ratepayers, and that's the wrong way to do it. What it shows is that we haven't managed our general fund good enough for general fund expenditures, and that is what a police facility is all about. It's where you spend your general fund. Ideally, you do your infrastructure before you do your recreation and your beautification projects. Reading shows a different path. So we're in a hole today, and we're in a tight spot, but you don't just simply use a different pot of money because you put yourself in a bad spot. You roll your sleeves up, and you get to work, and you start reducing your expenditures within the general fund so you can solve these problems. For today, the best decision to move forward is to lease a facility and put the police in it, and that is something that is very feasible that we could do right now and solve the problem of the dilapidated building that they're in. The building that they're in is not up to standards by anybody's means, and it's not appropriate any longer. I'm not sure if it ever was, but it certainly isn't today. But it could be solved by leasing another building. But let's not move REU out of City Hall, cost the ratepayers unnecessarily almost $11 million, $10.9 million, and put the burden on people that need to pay their bills all the way out on Airport Road. It's just insanity, Carl, and it's wrong. I would expect the Reading Electric Utility Director to fight for ratepayers. He's, you know, I see the chief fighting for his men and his department and for his city. I see the airport director fighting for the airport, and I'd like to see the Reading Electric Utility director fight for ratepayers for a change, because that's who he represents.
Well, our rates here in Reading through REU are some of the lowest in the state.
They should be the lowest, not some of the lowest, the lowest.
Well, weren't we?
And they were for a while.
Weren't we like in the bottom two or three?
But just because PG&E is higher doesn't mean we raise our rates up because they're so high. We should have the lowest rates in the state and work on it and strive to do it. And again, not take functions that are not utility functions and burden the utility with them. It's the wrong decision, and I think the public is starting to see that. I know the paper sees that, but I guess they just can't agree with me for whatever reason, and maybe it doesn't sell enough papers.
Do you think that's a personal thing?
I don't know. You know, I don't spend much time on personality issues. I've got a job to do. I represent 90,000 people, and I'm going to do that job and represent them. And when I see something that's inappropriate and wrong, especially something in the millions of dollars, I'm going to speak out against it. And whoever wants to oppose this particular transactions, they're going to have to prove to the public that they're right, and they can't because they're not right. I've gotten probably over 100 phone calls. People thanking me for standing up, because I'll take a hit for this. Boy, what a sad situation, Carl, where a council member sees something that he truly believes is wrong for the ratepayers and gets pounded by the press. What it does is it teaches council members to keep your mouth shut, sit tight, sit quietly, and let things pass you by. That's a wrong thing for the paper to do. They know I'm right on this. This is not a general fund expenditures. This is being laid on the backs of ratepayers. It's a wrong decision. And we need to rethink it, and there's still time. I'm not saying that the police don't need a new facility, but it does not come on the backs of the ratepayers or any other department for that matter. It's a general fund expenditure. That means we've got to do a better job managing our general fund.
I would like to see one of the members that voted for it, as we talked earlier. Well, I would love to see one of them give their side as to why they feel this is an appropriate expenditure.
Yeah, because
you've got a 3-2 vote.
Yeah.
That they've made a decision that this is a proper expenditure to solve the issue of the police department. Certainly, I'd like to hear their arguments to that effect.
I will give a call to Rick and Missy and Francie. I will open up a spot next week for them and have them come in, because there must be a reason. I mean, that they voted for this, and they obviously are seeing this in a different light than Patrick and Gary Cadd are.
Well, you know, Carl, they mean well. There's no question about it.
I'm
just saying this. Always besides every story.
Yeah, and that's, but now it's time for that.
You and Bruce.
Well, you, Bruce, and Barry. You know, Barry came in exactly the next day, and I applaud Barry for coming in and I asked, you know, answering questions, and this is what happened and all this. And then, of course, drama between the Record Searchlight and Patrick. But the thing is it's gotten into this point of, yes, this is probably not the best idea for moving the REU, but how dare you say nasty things about people? You know, now it's turned into something about, we don't have the money. Why don't we, why are we having the REU move? Now it's becoming, as far as it seems, personal, and we gotta take a break. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones.
Come and get it. This Sunday, Lake Reading Park will again be ablaze as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for food, the fun, and plenty of entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by the Zany Asphalt Cowboys. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. This Sunday, eat a great meal, support a great cause, and make an Asphalt Cowboy a happy guy. Heck, let's make them all happy. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts at Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 the day of the barbecue. It all happens at Lake Reading Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. this Sunday. Come and get it.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. And, of course, Trish Clark is here with me. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
There's some, our guest is running City Councilman Patrick Jones. And I'm getting comments like, they mean well, just like Obama means well by going into Syria. And what is the best recourse for REU customers to prevent this from happening, this move from happening? Or can they do anything?
Yeah, I think they can. You know, we have built City Hall and built City Council chambers for people to come. And so we have a public comment period at the, you know, start of every council meeting, and we need people coming forward. This is your utility, and these are your rates that are going to go up because of this, and essentially already have because of this. And we have a building for you to come and vent and explain, you know, the burdens and the hardships that it'll be on you. And I think sometimes it's very easy to raise rates and not realize how that's going to affect our community and the livability of our community. Utility rates are very important, and just because they're fairly low but continuing to rise sharply, it does put a burden on a lot of people to the point where they do seek other places, and that's really sad, because no one you know, we love our home. I love Reading, and this is my home, and no one wants to leave. But as we continue to get burdened with more and more rates, and 7.84 year after year after year, and then to see a maneuver like this is upsetting.
And I think that's the part that bothers me. I always, for the 20 years that I was an elected official, I demanded that we tell the people the truth. And sometimes they don't always want to hear that. Politicians have a reputation of being able to talk out of both sides of their mouth and not answer the questions, and people get tired of that. I think it's important, especially at the local level, that we tell it like it is. They don't always want to hear that, but when you see an obvious maneuver to try to use enterprise funds, which in my mind were always sacred, I mean, enterprise funds are targeted funds to be used only for the thing that they're supposed to be. Unlike general funds, which we have some control over as elected officials to make decisions on. When you start mixing that and trying to do sleight of hand, puts a bad taste in everybody's mouth. And this obviously rises to that level where I want to, I'm not a ratepayer in the city of Reading, so I can really, you know, have an opinion on this that isn't based on out of my pocket. That's not right. When you're trying to manipulate the funding to use those enterprise funds for other than what they were intended for.
You know, this deal wouldn't be so bad if we didn't know the outcome of what would happen, but we do because we've already been down the road once before. We already know what happens when you have REU at a different, separate location. You don't have as much oversight. We brought them into City Hall more than 12 years ago to fix this problem, and it's helped. And that's why we spent $27 million at City Hall. So now we're spending another $11 million to create a same problem that we had before. It's absolutely crazy. For people that have been around, this should sound extremely crazy, and ultimately it's going to hurt ratepayers. And, you know, and it also creates a bad precedent. If we start continuing to do this, and we see a piece of property over there that we want for some reason. Strati property was a great example that we used electric utility funds for a piece of property that had nothing to do with electric utility needs. That is fundamentally wrong. When I got on council, we fixed that. We sold that piece of property and put that money back into the ratepayers. This is fundamentally wrong. We're building a police facility on the backs of the ratepayers, and that's wrong. And we've got to manage our general fund better. When we've got over $200 million in unfunded liabilities with pension, when we have post-retirement health care over $100 million unfunded, we've got some serious issues here, and it's pretty obvious we can't manage our general fund. So we're tapping other funds, and it's fundamentally wrong. And no one, I defy anyone to show me that it's correct.
Well, you no longer have the redevelopment funds, which used to also be a pretty effective manipulation of funding to do things that were questionable.
Well, and I don't disagree for the state to abolish redevelopment because of the abuses.
Absolutely.
And there were abuses here, and there were abuses all up and down California. Unfortunately, I don't think the state will spend them any better than we did.
Exactly.
but there were abuses, and you don't let yourself get distracted because you need something that you really want. And because you haven't done your fiduciary responsibility to manage particular budgets, you steal different pots of money.
Okay, as we go into a break here, here's the questions. When is the next meeting that they can express their feelings about this? And it's every city council meeting, right?
Right.
And if you had number of people standing up at each city council meeting saying, you know what, you guys need to rethink this.
It's been a little bit quiet for public coming forward because I think they think it's just a done deal.
Both been taken. It's a done deal. Right. It's something else.
And that's not always the case. And I can reassure the public that if multitudes come and speak their piece, you can change the minds of council members. They do listen to the public, I think, from time to time.
I think they should.
I think that's our job.
The people we have on there, I can't believe they don't listen. You know what I mean?
I think they do.
I know they do.
Nothing that's been said here this morning is a slap at any of the city council members.
Absolutely not. But I admire them.
I will tell you that you can operate in a vacuum if the people won't come out and let you know how you feel about things. I always encouraged people and went out of my way to be out and around and ask some questions when these decisions were there. So I think these people, if they feel strongly about it, they need to come and tell the city council people about it. Then if they don't listen, then you've got a complaint. But if you don't take your opportunity as a citizen to make your voice known, you can't expect that anything's going to change.
Carl, you know, I didn't wake up one day and say, you know what, this is going to be a fight that, you know, that I'm going to, you know, dig into hard. But as I saw it occurring, and as I saw that we were so desperate for a police facility that we would do just about anything, I could see a mistake was about to happen. And in this case, it's moving forward, and it's a $11 million mistake. We do need a new police facility, but there's a right way to do it. This is not the right way to do it.
Okay. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones is our guest.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got On the Spot tonight at 6 p.m. with Linda Bott, of course. Trish Clark is with me. Tomorrow, Congressman Doug LaMalfa will be our guest. And if you have questions about Syria and red lines and all the little things that are going on around there with the president now reaching out to Congress, this would be a good chance to ask Congressman LaMalfa. He doesn't duck these things.
Well, and I think that this is a good topic for Doug to address to us, because certainly we have some strong feelings here in the North State about exactly what we think we're doing by doing that.
And what's – I mean, obviously they're privy to things that we don't know. I mean, just, they have to be.
Interesting to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see why they're going to support this thing when, with Obama totally screwing this whole thing up, why they're buying into this now. Is it, you know, like we talked, it's the right thing to do. It's the moral high ground. It's, but it's still.
But when all of our traditional allies are taking a pass on this.
Yeah.
And we're lining up with people like Japan and China and.
Belize turned it down this year.
And the
Belize, who is, I think they've got one pistol in the country.
Yeah,
well, we are not going to fight this year.
So yeah, okay.
I have got a possum, however. Okay, Patrick Jones is our guest. Patrick, last thoughts here. We got a couple minutes.
Well, first, Carl, thanks for having me on again. I always appreciate it. And, you know, and I want to reiterate that we have a great utility. We have great utility workers. We have a great city. But it's our job as council members to scrutinize certain things that happen. And that's essentially what I'm doing here, is I'm coming out and saying this is a bad move for ratepayers, and ultimately it'll cost people more, and they will see it in their final utility bill. That doesn't mean that we have a poor utility. We have a great utility, but it can be better. And then my final shots to the newspaper is that if they would choose to do more research and to really dig in, I think you're going to find when this issue comes before the Electric Utility Commission, I think the truth will ultimately come out about some of the funds, the amounts that's presented to council, and I think you'll start seeing an interesting picture. But the commission needs to weigh in on it, and we have this commission just for this purpose. They were bypassed, and I don't appreciate that either. That's what these guys are for. These guys have been around. Some of them have really done a lot of work in the 3 to 4 months that they've been there. And I think when it comes out, I think people will see that this will cost ratepayers more money. We've seen rates increase 7.84% for the last 3 years. We've got rate increases coming up. This $11 million expenditure is not going to help things, Carl.
Okay. Patrick? I think, like I said, we're going to have the members that voted for this, one of them or all three of them coming on and talking about why they voted for building a new building. There's all different sides to this, and we try to get all the sides out, on this. Barry Tippin's been on, you've been on, and of course, the newspaper, Rexford Searchlight, they've weighed in too, and, on their beliefs on this. So now it's time for Missy, Rick, or Francie to come in and say, okay, why are you for this? Is there something that it's not been brought out by Patrick, or just think it's the right thing to do? Anyway, tomorrow, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, join us. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which
and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. President Obama just sitting down to a working dinner with other world leaders at the G20 summit, where the Russian president welcomed him with a handshake and a smile, but continued opposition on Syria. Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher is live in St. Petersburg.
Lisa, Russian President Vladimir Putin and President Obama still at odds and have yet to discuss the crisis in Syria with one another. Now we're hearing word here in St. Petersburg that Russia's foreign minister will meet his Syrian counterpart next week in Moscow to discuss that very issue. Meanwhile, despite the fact that President Obama canceled a one-on-one with President Vladimir Putin, Putin says he's not adverse to having a sit-down with President Obama. Lisa?
Jessica, so far Congress appears divided on Syria. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, this may not sound like supporting the president.
It seems to be running away from a policy that he's advocating at the same time.
But New York Republican Congressman Peter King says he will vote for a resolution.